Hi, this is John Kennedy at Gen Con 2023. It's been an amazing show so far. If you want to support my work, I have Star Trek Lower Decks, the newest book out from Modiphius Entertainment. You can pick it up on our web store or DriveThruRPG. Make sure to listen to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast.
Show number 632. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn, Celtic musician and podcaster, and this podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. So there are lots of musicians in the show, and if you hear something that you love, first off, you can support these artists by buying their music and merch. You can also show your love by emailing the artists to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You'll find a link to the artists in the show notes along with show times when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And I have a very talkative cat right now. We kicked off the show with Jared Bogle, who has an album out called The Old Road Home that was found and lost, and the final B-Jigs. Jared will be performing this year at Irish Fest Atlanta. It's happening November 3rd through 5th, 2023. Ashley Davis Band and Dervish are headlining the event. And you'll also find workshops, Irish tea, whiskey, Irish dance stories, and lots more. Go to irishfestatlanta.org for details. I'll have more music from some of these artists performing there in a moment. In fact, the Border Collies are performing there. This is the Ivy Leaf, Hanley's, and the Milky Way from their album Sticks and Stones. Go check them out at Irish Fest Atlanta, first weekend of November.
Got a wine, create me by a dot. when from death appears.
In a few but happy years.
And he says, oh, won't you come along with me?
much more in a grave, in a grave, in a grove. The thought in the shade, the sadness lure, the non and rain.
Gone, gone,
After the Border Collies came Rover's Way. They have a brand new album out called The Journey. That was Krishkinlan. That is only available when you buy from them directly or on their website. It's not available for streaming at present. I think it will be in the future. Something I'm doing as well with my own music is that my latest album, Come Adventure With Me, is currently only available if you come see my shows. Or right now, it's the only place. But you can get a copy of it. But it will be released next year. I just haven't picked a release date yet. After Rover's Way came Mary-Kate Spring-Lee from Galway to Dublin and McGlinchey's Hornpipe from her brand new album, Tunes in the Morning, that just came out this month. And we finish up the set with Slán Lama by Emer Arkins from her album, What's Next. I want your feedback. What are you doing while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening or a picture of a band that you, a Celtic band that you saw recently. You can also introduce an episode of the podcast. It's easy. Contact me. You can find all that information just by sending me an email, CelticPodcast@gmail.com, or message me on Facebook. Jolena posted on Mastodon. Still do check over there. Hi, Mark. This is Jolena, the blind woman who has commented on some of your shows. I'm still listening and loving the music as usual. I'm listening to episode 626 of your show while sitting on the back porch. The weather has finally cooled off for a little while, so I'm taking advantage of it while I can. Take care and have a blessed day. Thank you so much, Jolena. Yeah, it's cooled off here too, and I'm loving it when I go for my runs or walks. Recently, it's been walks. I've had some hip pain recently, so more walking than running, but I did have a good run this morning, and it felt so good. The weather was just perfect. Jen Deffer also posted on Mastodon, just listened to the new Jiggy single of Willie Taylor, and wow, is it intense. Thanks for another great Irish and Celtic Music Podcast episode. Rachel Red commented on Patreon, I saw Old Blind Dogs a few weeks ago, and they performed Highland Lasses Part 1 and 2. It was the bee's knees. Glad to see it was featured this week. That's fantastic. I would love to see them. I almost had them on my Celtic Invasion of Scotland last year, and hopefully I can pull it off next year. So, or something on like, if not, yeah, I'm just hoping I can do something a little bit better. Finally, Ali Ryan asks, hey Mark, do you know any District 2 Irish music bands? District 2 being the City Council East Village, Gramercy Park, Kips Bay, Lower East Side of Manhattan. Woo! Our family, including our 9 and 11-year-old daughters, listen to the podcast on Sunday when going to music lessons and to practice Irish dance lessons. I am running to represent the district in City Council and would love to represent, promote a local band artists on the campaign trail. My husband is clipping together video clips and always needs a good song. We plan to have a meet and greet at our local Patty Riley's bar. A lot of history there. So who knows, maybe we'll at some point have a venue gig for them, hopefully a victory party. Thanks for your response. Election coming up Tuesday, so we will be in full campaign mode nonstop till then. Things will happen fast. Hope this gives you some inspiration and ideas, and hope to hear from you or artists soon. Feel free to pass on this email address. Thank you so much, Allie. I appreciate it. I hope you had success for running for City Council. And if there are any bands in the District 2 region, feel free to drop me a line, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Maybe I can connect you two. Oh, and if you are a Celtic musician or in a Celtic band that wants to submit your music to be played on the podcast, it's super easy. You don't need to send music or an EPK. That's electronic press kit. Just complete the permission form at 4celts.com. Next up is Seldom Sober. This is Raggle Taggle Gypsy and King of the Fairies from 6 months in Confession.
Thank you. or three old gypsies came to our hall door. They sang brave and boldly, oh. One sang high and the other sang low. The other sang a rabbit-tackle gypsy, oh. It was upstairs, downstairs a lady went. And on her suit of leather, oh, was a cry from around the door. She's away with the rabbit-tackle gypsy, oh. It was late that night when the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady, oh. Servant girl, she says to the Lord, she's away with the rat-a-tat-a gypsy, oh. Well, saddle for me my milk-white steed, the big horse is not speedy, oh. I will ride till I seek my bride, she's away with the rat-a-tat-a gypsy, oh. He rode east, he rode west, he rode north and south also, until he came to a wide open plain. It was there he spied his lady, oh. Saying, how can you leave your goose feather bed with your blanket strewn so comely, oh? How can you leave your only wedded lord all for the rag-a-tag-a gypsy, oh? Well, what care I for your goose feather bed, your blanket strewn so comely, oh? Night I lie in a wide open field in the arms of a rag-a-tag-a gypsy, oh. How could you leave your house and your land? How could you leave your money, oh? How could you leave your newly wedded lord? All for the rag-a-tag-a gypsy, oh. Well, what care I for your house and your land? What care I for your money, oh? I'd rather have a kiss from the old gypsy's lips. I'm away with the rag-a-tag-a gypsy,
United we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. I am sailed on board a Yankee ship. Davy Crockett is her name. And the Burgess is the captain of her. And they say that she's a floating shame.
So fare well, my old true love.
When I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. Now I have sailed with Burgess once before, and I think that I know him right well. For if a man is a sailor, he will get along, and if not, he's in a floating hell.
So fare well, my own true love,
and when I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. The sun is in the harbor, love, and I think that I should remain. For I know it'll be a long, long time before I will see you again.
So fare thee well, my own true love, and when I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee. So fare well, my own true love,
when I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of the pool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee.
By the hall, listen to the sounds and the bark of a dog, or in summer to wander the wide valleys through, to pluck the wild flowers in the May morning.
Dennis and John. As we trip through the heather, wild hares to pursue. Our joy then will mingle in the May morning.
After Seldom Sober came Avery Levine with Give Us a Drink of Water and Martin Wynn's number one from The Rainy Day. Blame Not the Bard was after that with The Leaving of Liverpool from Now and Again. We finished up the set with one of the headlining acts at Irish Fest Atlanta, Dervish. That was The May Morning Dew from The Great Irish Songbook. Thank you, patrons of the podcast, because of your kind and generous support. This show comes out 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of this show. It allows us to attract new listeners and help our community grow. I'm laughing because, you know, I do like to, I find it useful to have something scripted and being here all the time. But, you know, sometimes it gets old, you know, repeating the same stuff, and probably I should rewrite it at some point. But I really do want to thank all of the patrons of the podcast because, seriously, it makes such a huge difference for the success of the show, for me being able to keep doing this for a living. You know, I make podcasts and I make music of my own. And it is all because of patrons like you. So thank you, thank you, thank you, patrons of the podcast. As a patron, you get music only episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20. You get a private feed to listen to the show, including some music only episodes and special Celtic stories. Last week we had a story from Ashley Davis about Anna Key Gordon, and you got to listen to that exclusive story. So go check it out if you haven't done so. A special thanks to our new and returning patrons. I've noticed that a lot of the times the patrons of the podcast who are listed are repeated, like Sean Cowley. Sean Cowley's been a long time patron. Rebecca Day, I believe, has been on for a while. Leslie Morrell. So some of them are new, some are have been with us for a long time. But thank you to all of our patrons of the podcast. Here is your 3-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge each and every week. $1, $5, $10, $25. You can cap how much you want to spend per month. And number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. Become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon. Follow the link at songhinge.com. Brian Quigley is a new artist to the show. From his album Tales of Distant Shores, this is Party Without Pants.
Scotland is a fine, upstanding land, filled with some fine upstanding lads. They like their whiskey neat and a haggis for to eat, but mostly Scotsmen like to party without pants. Scotsmen like to party without pants. Scotsmen like to party without pants. In their kilts they're fine and dandy, just a little randy. Scotsmen like to party without pants. McTavish like to dance the Highland Fling. In his kilt he like to dance the Highland Fling. When he danced the Highland Fling, you saw everything, and the Highlands weren't the only things to fling. Scotsmen like to party without pants. Scotsmen like to party without pants. In their kilts they're fine and dandy, just a little randy. Scotsmen like to party without pants. MacDonald liked to feel the Scottish breeze, whistling through the Scottish trees. When it blew up his kilt, he felt a pang of guilt, 'cause he really liked that breeze between his knees. Scotsmen like to party without pants. Scotsmen like to party without pants. In their kilts they're fine and dandy, just a little randy. Scotsmen like to party without pants. Campbell thought that pork pies were divine. He ate his pork pie and he ate mine. He ate so many pies, he grew enormous size. Now his kilt won't cover up his thighs. Scotsmen like to party without pants. Scotsmen like to party without pants. In their kilts they're fine and dandy, just a little randy. Scotsmen like to party without pants. Without pants. Scotsmen like to party without pants. In their kilts they're fine and dandy, just a little randy. Scotsmen like to party without pants. Stuart courted Heather on the hill. To Heather he thought he'd give a thrill. When his kilt he raised up high, she laughed and said, "Oh my, I've heard they shrink when they catch a chill." Scotsmen like to party without pants. Scotsmen like to party without pants. In their kilts they're fine and dandy, just a little randy. Scotsmen like to party without pants. Scotsmen like to party without pants. Scotsmen like to party without pants. In their kilts they're fine and dandy, just a little randy. Scotsmen like to party without pants.
For tide and to leave me a rambler till the day that I die. So come all you bold raftsmen with a heart stout and true. Don't trust in a woman, you'll bleed if you do. And if you do meet one with a dark chestnut curl, remember Jack Haggerty and the Flat River Girl. Remember Jack Haggerty and the Flat River Girl.
Hiya, Papa Girl.
After Brian Quigley came Eclectic Revival with Sean Haggerty from Life and Love. Then we finish up the set with the Muckers God Save Ireland from One More Stout. They also are playing at Irish Fest Atlanta. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and if you did, make sure you vote in the Celtic Top 20. This is a great way to support artists as well, and a great way for us to find the best songs and artists each year. So you can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you, and your vote helps me create next year's best Celtic music of 2023. So it's very simple, but there's also a playlist, all the top voted bands each and every week. There's, you know, anywhere between one and three. Sometimes we'll get to four who end up winning and they get added to the Spotify playlist, which, you know, is a growing playlist, and people get to find the music and find new bands, and it's a great way to support the artist as well. You follow the playlist, you'll find a link in the show notes, and you can add these songs to your own playlist to listen to over and over and over again, and hopefully it'll, you know, Spotify doesn't pay a whole lot, but every little bit helps. So if you're not listening to the Irish Celtic Music Podcast, go on over to Spotify or another service. Listen, make your playlist with some of these artists. It's a great way to support the music. I have one final track for you. It is called October Waltz. It is from my next album. It's an album called Dancing with Hobbits, and I'm recording it with Sam Galogli, and actually we're going to take the band name Dancing with Hobbits to create a new album of Hobbit dance music. And when I say Hobbit, you know, there's a lot of Irish music as well, reels, jigs, polkas, hornpipes, a waltz, you know, there's lots of good stuff. Lots of great music that you will enjoy. I've shared some of these tracks with patrons, including sheet music for some of them. But next month, I'm planning on launching a Kickstarter, and I would love you to be a part of it. There is a link in the show notes so you can find out more about it. This is our track called October Waltz, which we released last year. Enjoy. And I will talk to you again next week. Sláinte. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the show. You'll find links to all of the artists played in this episode. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Finally, remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on climate change. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.